Hey man, say man, hey man, say man, hey man, say man. Welcome back to another podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that good. I said subscribe, this ain't YouTube, all that good stuff, but I ain't in no podcast like this in a minute. But is the best top, like a more like a economy money type podcast. Today I'm gonna do what's the six best credit cards you can get in 2020 for a specific purpose. Now, these credit cards, in my opinion, from my research, these are the best credit cards that is for its exact purpose. Like, some of them might be for dining, going out, flying, trips, all that, et cetera, et cetera. So these are my top six. These aren't the, like, the best six credit cards there is, but these are the best six for exactly what you need them to do. So first, let's get started. First, for best cash back is the Citi Double Cash Rewards card. They will give you unlimited 2% cash back on everything. 1% when you make a charge to your account, and then another 1% when you pay off your balance, which is good for people who's trying to who's in debt, trying to get their credit score up. It's easy as that. In addition to that, they're offering 0% interest on charges made within the first 18 months. So if you can go ahead and get that, you know what I'm saying, you need a little, you got to get a little extra bite, trying to squeeze by a little bit, boom, they got you interest free for 18 months. So free finance and all that good stuff for you. And the greatest part about it, I always try to get a card with no annual fees, and this card has no annual fees. That was a Citi Double Cash Rewards card. Best for travel is a Chase Fire Reserve. You'll get 50,000 points when you spend 4,000. Now, that's a lot of money. 4,000, 50,000 points, a lot of money. You spend 4,000 within the first 3 months. And those 50,000 value of seven, and that five, well, my bad. 50,000 has a value of $750 when you're deemed for travel or straight up cash back. So if you spend, that money straight up 4,000, it's like, so you might just like use that on daily expenses, rent, bills, gas, et cetera, et cetera. You spend four band every 3 months on the general, you're getting $750 cash back, or you can use that for travel, anything like that. You're also going to get $300 travel credit that applies to nearly anything travel related, like hotels, parking meters, Airbnb, Uber, timeshare, et cetera, et cetera. Anything that's timeshare, anything that's related transportation, you will know. This pretty much like just like free money, because we'll all spend about $300 per year on stuff. So I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, like free money, DoorDash, Uber Eats, literally anything. You get $120 statement credit for DoorDash deliveries and free Dash Pass for 2 years. 2 years, but I know I always use DoorDash, Uber Eats, all that shit. So that would be great for me. You get 1 year complimentary Lyft Pink when you activate the service using your car, and that's a $240 value, and a whole bunch of other perks and service that's too much to mention. Now, this is the best card for dining, the American Express Gold Card. When you sign up for this card, you'll get a sign-up bonus worth anywhere from $35,000, and $50,000 when you spend $4,000 within the first 3 months, just like the other one. They're also giving you $120 dining credit each year, which works out to $10 per month statement credit when you pay Grubhub, Seamless, Cheesecake Factory, Ruth's Chris, etc., etc. You're also going to get 4 times points back on restaurants and supermarkets, which, again, depending on how you redeem these points, could essentially work out to be equivalent 8% cash back on your purchases. That makes this one really good for grocery and restaurant spending. So if you like, you know what I'm saying, going out dining, you know what I'm saying, you get a little extra money, your pockets ain't looking right, go ahead and use this card, get you that extra cash back, extra points, and you're going to be in there. Like, it's really that simple. Just is that simple. Now, the best sign-up bonus is the Chase Sapphire Preferred. This one is the best sign-up bonus category because you get 60,000 points, 60,000, when you spend $4,000 within the first 3 months. Those points worth $750 worth of travel or cash back, either or, whichever one you like. And the best for zero interest, which helps a lot of people for you just not starting out, the Capital One Silver Card. I like this because they charge no annual fee. They give 0% interest for 15 months on both balance transfers and purchases. They'll give you 1.5% cash back. It's good, just a decent amount of cash back. And they give you $150 cash back when you spend $500 within the first 3 months. $150 cash, just $500, that's literally you spend your rent. It's literally, or grocery, like, 3 months. That's not that hard to spend $500 in 3 months. Most people spend $500 in 3 months. Like, you're just a beast at saving. And last one with the best overall credit card for 2020 is the Chase Freedom Unlimited. Start, no annual fee, which is always perfect. You always try to get a card with no annual fees. You get 1.5% unlimited cash back on every single purchase and 5 times on Lyft, which if you don't drive, like, if you live, like, up north somewhere, if you don't really need a car, Lyft, Uber, all that stuff, 5 points back. You'll also get $200 cash back when you spend $500 within the first 3 months. Like I said, $200 cash back, $500. I mean, hey, anybody, you can spend $500. Food, groceries, bills, anything, you won't spend $500 easily. You'll get 0% interest for the first 15 months on all your purchases, so you don't got to worry about spending nothing back. And last thing, there are no annual fees. Hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man. That was a quick podcast, but just to give you a quick little rundown on what was all, like, the best six credit cards that I would recommend for their specific purposes. Now, best for cash back was the Citi Double Cash Rewards card. Best for travel was the Chase Sapphire Reserve card. Best for dining was the American Express Gold card. Best for sign-up bonus was the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. And best for 0% interest was the Capital One Silver card. And the best for overall credit for 2020, for as I'm recording this, is the Chase Freedom Unlimited. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.